Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is welcome to the Sandy Bob Show. This is Tuesday, October 21st, and we want to thank everybody for joining us. We have a very, very special guest today. Her name is Yvette Isaias, and she has information that everybody in the country needs to know. But before I start introduce her, I would like to remind everyone, all our listeners, to sing New You for 15 or 20 minutes every morning and before you go to bed at night. And that connects you with the All Is and the real guides from the All Is. And you can ask them any question you want, and they will answer your questions and show you what is real and help you see through the facade of what's going on in the world today. There's an attempt for a new world order and total control and destruction of planet Earth. But the guides will show you what's happening and open your eyes to reality. All right, so thank you, everyone. And my special guest today is Yvette Isaias. She is a single mom and full-time pre-med student that just received her bachelor's degree in the art of education in science and environmental health at Johnson College at the University of Redlands. She will be continuing school to become a naturopathic doctor. Her studies in neurotoxins started 3 years ago, which brought her to the additives within childhood vaccines. She found out that the same neurotoxins she was studying were the same neurotoxins that are being put in vaccines. Okay, Yvette, welcome to the show, and please share everything you want to tell everybody, and if there's any more of your background you want to share, please go ahead, Yvette, you're on.
Oh, thank you so much for having me on, and thank you both for dedicating your lives to help kind of share the truth about things. One thing that I learned going to the university that there's a lot of the people who, you know, are responsible for the curriculum are kind of also in charge of everything else. And so you're going to get misinformation when it comes to vaccines because it's a $60 billion, I think this year, estimating to make $61 billion. So it's the most powerful corporation in the world. It's the most powerful thing. You know, out of everything the pharmaceutical company makes, vaccines is the highest profit. So that's how, I mean, out of all the pills, you know, they say it's like they're making the most profiting off of vaccines. So they're definitely not going to teach the truth, you know, at these universities where people are training to become doctors and work for them. So I didn't know that, you know, kind of at first. And so in my pre-med classes, I was learning that they were safe and effective. I call them the science mantras. They're just sayings that people are taught in school that they regurgitate, but there's no proof backing it up. And one of them is that vaccines have saved millions of lives. They didn't teach us any proof, but they, you know, try to put it in our head so we can repeat that. And you'll definitely hear that being repeated a lot. And then also vaccines eradicate a disease. That's another science mantra without any facts backing it up, because actually the facts show that vaccines are not the reason for eradicating disease. The measles death rate decreased in the 40s 98.6%, and the vaccine didn't come out until 20 years later. Same with the polio epidemic. The polio epidemic happened in 1894 in Vermont, and 132 cases from that. And that was when they first started using non-organic pesticides, and they were dumping it into the drinking water along with sewage, you know, runoff. And so once they cleaned up the water in Vermont and made laws, the polio epidemic, you know, came to a halt. The vaccine didn't come out till about 50 years later. And when the vaccine came out, it gave 40,000 children polio. So it was quite a fail, you know. but we didn't really learn any of that in my
class. Yeah, Yvette, that really should be emphasized to people that of all the people that caught polio that took the after the vaccines came out, I don't think there was one single case of polio that was a person got without getting the vaccination. So every polio case was caused directly by getting the vaccination.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, and it's called, if anybody wants to look it up, the Cutter incident, and you'll see that, 40,000 kids got polio from the vaccine itself, which they did wind up retracting that vaccine, and then they created another one, which the other one that they brought out, the SV40 virus, which causes cancer, and 98 million Americans was vaccinated with that polio vaccine that had the SV40 that causes cancer. So when you look at each vaccine and each epidemic, and you see that they truly cause way more harm than good, and they are not responsible for eradicating diseases. That's the very basis of the pharmaceuticals' drive to push these vaccines, because they're telling everybody they eradicated diseases. You don't want an epidemic to happen, do you? Right? So when you go against vaccines, people think you're going and you're going to promote this epidemic because they're believing a lie. They believe that vaccines eradicated it when they didn't. So it's just, there's a lot of misinformation out there. And so one thing that I do when I do my research, I'll read a study and then I'll look up the author. I see who is writing this. And every study that I read that is saying vaccines are safe and effective, I'll look up the author, and it's a doctor or scientist that is working for the CDC or that is a part of the World Health Organization. So of course their studies are going to say they're safe and effective because they're making billions off of them and making money themselves off of it. So the studies that I really like to look at are the ones, and I look at them all, even the ones that are for vaccines, and I think people should kind of read what they're putting out there. But I really like the independent studies from doctors and scientists that have no agenda. They're not making money off of anything, and they're just, concerned and writing the facts. And so, the facts are they're not being made to really help our children. It's kind of the opposite, right? Basically, they became a tool. Modern day vaccines have become a tool for population control, and that's kind of, if you just look at all the real facts, that's just kind of what the puzzle says once you put all the pieces together. I'm not saying all vaccines are bad, I just haven't found one that isn't, but I'm sure one could be made that isn't bad, but they definitely wouldn't be in our hands. Maybe the Rockefellers have good vaccines, I don't know, but we definitely don't. They're filled with poisons, and that's kind of where I came studying these specific neurotoxins and learning which biological pathways are affected by them. And so I was shocked when I found out they were in vaccines, and the amount, the dose. People say the dose is in the poison. Well, the dose is over the FDA safe limit, sometimes by 500%. So the doses are high, So.
Right. I have a little story about, I'm Sandy, we're hosts of the show here, just so you know who's talking, and I have a story of when I went to grade school. I'm 72 now, so that was a couple years ago, but we had a little boy in our class, and his name was Louie, and he had polio. And when he was finished, the disease got to a point where he could attend school, he did. But his arm was paralyzed pretty much. It was forever flexed with his elbow up, and his leg, he walked quite funny. He couldn't run or do any of that. But polio was right in our face, and I believe he did have the vaccine. But then what the school decided to do is one day we were all lined up and we were told, not asked, we were told, no slips went home to the parents or anything, that we were getting the polio vaccine, and all these little nut cups with a sugar cube, were dealt out, and then the pink polio vaccine would go on the sugar cube, and then we all had to take it. So because the same was, you don't want polio like Louis had it, do you? You know,
even though he got it from the vaccine. And they didn't even ask your parents. They just gave all the kids the polio vaccine, and that's the oral one too.
And we all had to line up, and there was, I do remember there was nothing that went home. It was a complete surprise to my mom that we had gotten it.
Oh my gosh. You know, I guess that kind of proves my theory that experimentations happen in the public schools. I know my daughter's friend, she goes to a public school, and they gave them all flu shots, you know, with the actual shot. They went to the school and gave everybody flu shot, and her mom didn't really know. I mean, I think she said that maybe there was a thing to sign, but it wasn't clear. It was like, can't, you know, approving the health people come in, and but she said it didn't say it was going to be a shot, and so she didn't know her daughter was getting a flu shot. So I think that's interesting that, you know, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah. Oh, my husband would like to add to this, too.
You know, I don't know if anybody is aware of this, but this is probably a nationwide thing, but in the mid-90s, when I was living in northern Illinois, there's McHenry County was one of the counties, and I had dealings with the heads of the county health department because I was working on a website for National Institutes of Health out of Maryland. And anyway, one of the things I discovered at the time was there was a law in Illinois that said should the state of Illinois or the federal government declare a national emergency, like like a outbreak of some sort of virus or whatever, they would have vaccines mandated for every citizen or a very long, like 10-year prison sentence and a very hefty fine if you did not go in and get the vaccination as required by the state. So that's in the law books now. So and probably extends all the way across the country. And so they can shoot you with anything they want. They don't even have to declare what the vaccination is. They can just demand that you get it, and if you don't, you're going right to jail. So I just wanted to share that with everybody.
I did not know that. That's awful. Wow.
Well, if you only knew what we get into, Val and our group of people, you should join us on our shows, and then you'll find out what's really going on behind the scenes. I mean, what you're doing is fantastic. But the other things that the government is doing and who's doing it is enough to knock your socks off, and we share that on our programs. So go ahead, Yvette. So please continue on. This was absolutely wonderful information.
Well, thank you both for sharing what you're sharing too. I think it's so important that we connect with each other and we share the information that we have, and you guys do it with such love and grace, and so, and that's how it needs to be done. So, you know, thank you for that. One thing that people have asked me when I first started researching this is about 4 years ago when I discovered the neurotoxins I was studying were also in vaccines and how it was contradicting with my studies. But people would always ask me, you know, why, like, you know, why are they putting poisons in? And, when I first found out, when I first started seeing what kind of influence on these biological pathways, especially when a developing baby, that these neurotoxins were having, I thought, oh my gosh, I need to get a hold of Merck. I need to let them know their product is bad, that it's going to cause damage. I mean, I was so naive at first, and then I realized they know exactly what their product is doing. They are some of the most brilliant scientists in the world. And then I realized, wow, it's being done on purpose. And then I found out last year that the same companies that are making our children's vaccines, they started in Germany in the early 1900s, and they are these same companies that did the eugenics experiments in Auschwitz, and they started formulating these vaccines on the Jews during World War II. And then after the war ended, America, or the Rockefellers, you know, I think it was John D. Rockefeller that started the healthcare industry. So, and this is interesting that during World War II, he also sold his Standard Oil to gas the Jews, right? So he profited off the war. But then after the war, it's called Operation Paperclip. If anyone wants to look that up, he took all the Nazi scientists and he brought them over to America to make our medicine and our vaccines and our rockets. And so I don't know much about the rocket thing. I don't know what's going on there, but I do know about the vaccines and the medicine. So from the beginning, it was a business and just for control, you know. So.
Well, you know, when you talk about Operation Paperclip, you know that George H.W. Bush Sr. was a big part of Operation Paperclip, and he grew up with the Nazis and was good friends of Mengele and all those people. He was personal friends of all them.
Yeah, Prescott Bush, which is the senior's dad. I know that he was also one that profited big time off of the war, and so. I think it's just sad that we're taught in school, again, this is another example of brainwashing in school. We're taught in school that, you know, Hitler was this bad man, which he definitely was, and that he acted alone and that he just, you know, did this to Germany, and that America came in and saved the day, which is just bullshit, because it was the people running our country are the ones that formulated that and funded that that war. And so, I mean, if you look under a Nazi Jeep, you're going to see a Ford engine. So Ford also benefited from the war. So, yeah, there's just, you know, it's kind of just a little disappointing in the education system to know that we are brainwashed right away and in our education. So for my daughter, you know, she's homeschooled, so I teach her what the books want her to know, but then I also teach her the truth, and I show her that they're two different things a lot of the time. So, but yeah, I think that, I mean, I'm not sure if somebody introduced me to the Celestine prophecies, and basically it's just saying, like, this is the time of awakening, and what you guys are doing are a manifestation of that awakening, you know, so I'm really thankful that you guys are doing that, and I'm thankful more and more people are becoming aware and kind of speaking out. When I first started this 4 years ago, I felt very alone. I lost a lot of friends, and I was told lots of mean things. But now it's not like that. Now there's a lot more awareness on it, and so I'm really happy to hear, you know. They're doing these big cancer expos, and one of them was just here in LA, and a big part of the expo was exposing vaccines, and I thought, wow, this is amazing. You know, a lot of the things they were talking about are in my paper that I wrote, you know. So it's cool to know that it's getting out there, you know. So, but yeah, I mean, all the truths that I could find about vaccines I put in my paper. So, Yeah, and I'm hoping the more it becomes exposed, the more safe people will be exposing it. Because unfortunately, you know, what is it, Dr. Bradstreet that found the nagelase enzyme? And the other nine doctors, they were all, you know, they all died from, you know, either suicides, and I'm saying suicides in quotation marks, and car accidents and stuff. But I'm hoping those days of knocking off doctors that are coming out are over, and that, yeah, we just come together in love and awareness and help each other. So, are you guys still there?
Would you share your website so people can look up and read your articles? Would you share that with everybody, let everybody know how to read your information in these studies?
Yeah, there's two websites it's on. One of them is the Fullerton Informer. So if you were to Google Fullerton, F-U-L-L-E-R-T-O-N, Informer, and then my name, Y-V-E-T-T-E, is my first name, Yvette, and my last name's I, S is in Sam, A-I-S is in Sam. So that's one way. And then it's also on Dr. Mercola's wife, Erin Elizabeth. Her website is HealthNet News. So if you were to put Google HealthNet News, Yvette Isaias, then it should come up. So those should be two ways to find it. So.
Now, Yvette, just so you know, Google is one of the big issues in this country and the world, and you can go on and find, you know, people within the company have said that by the year 2020, any search for positive medical information will not reveal an answer through a Google search. You can search for holistic health or anything, and nothing will show up after 2020. They say they're controlling every search for positive health issues. So we got to find other. Search engines other than Google to find that information.
Is there like DuckDuckGo or something like that?
Yes, there are several. And last night I was listening to Coast to Coast, and there was a guy on who said that he doesn't even try doing a Google search for anything anymore because none of the information he looks for is available.
You know what? That makes sense because when I first started researching, I used to be able to find a lot of things, and lately things that I've been looking up for years I can't find anymore. So I totally believe that. I definitely believe that they're censoring it. So yeah, I think on my computer, maybe today I'll download another search engine because I don't want to need to use that anymore. And you know, that I guess that's another great example of, you know, trying to control what we learn. And so
that's really good, Yvette. So let's alert all our listeners that if you're trying to search for things, don't use Google anymore. Try some other search engine. I mean, I can't even find myself on a Google search, you know, and I know I exist.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, that, and you know what, this also reminds me of a lot of those websites like Snopes or Skeptical Raptor. I mean, nothing's more irritating when I've spent hours researching something and I will share that with people and then their response is a Snopes article. It's kind of like a slap in my face. It's like, really, you just looked up, you know, a Snopes article? And one thing about Snopes and Skeptical Raptor and a lot of the evidence, there's another one called evidencebase.gov.
Those are all scams, and every one of those is a disinformation website. Every one of them.
Yes, it is.
And they're run by the CIA.
Yes, they are. And every time, it's funny because if I want to know, if I want to do a quick search, and I kind of, I just know whatever Snopes says, like if Snopes says it's false, I know it's true, pretty much. I mean,
yep,
really,
very good.
So if I'm going to use Snopes, I'm going to know it's the opposite of what they say. and actually, and I know for a fact that they give misinformation because a friend of mine, she was very close friends, you know, with Annie Fairbanks, and she was a naturopathic doctor. She was one of the 100 that was murdered. And so Snopes was saying it wasn't true, and I knew it was. And so that was one of the first things that showed me how false they are and how rude they are. Like here, you know, this family, you know, lost her and her husband and kids. They took them all. But and they were grieving of this horrific thing, and then Snopes is trying to say it's not even true. They're just real, you know, that's when I knew something was up. And then after that, I started looking at what they were saying, and it was all just misinformation. So, yeah, that's, and, you know, we know for a fact now the CIA is not on our side, and the FDA, you know, the former CEO of the FDA said that, I can't remember exactly how it was quoted, but he said that financial gain is the priority, not the health of the people. And so by knowing that, I just wonder what's going to happen. Like, you know, because more and more people are waking up to, or we're seeing actually what's happening is we're seeing the results of these lies we've been spoon-fed. So we're seeing, wow, vaccines aren't eradicating disease. It's actually causing disease. And actually measles, you know, it's a virus that you get for 7 to 10 days with a rash. Vitamin A, so if anybody ever gets the measles, just know, do like oat bath, you know, like a nice oat cold bath. And vitamin A, and then the bath will kind of help the outside, but then the vitamin A kind of helps fight off the virus. And so these are things that are not to be scared of. What to be scared of is autoimmune diseases that last for a lifetime, or cancer, you know, or genetic mutation, which every vaccine on the vaccine insert on section 13, it says this vaccine has not been tested for mutagenic, carcinogenic, or infertility. And yet we're making it mandatory. I mean, that alone right there, we all need to stop and say, no, 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 not one more child should be vaccinated until these tests are done. And I'll tell you why these tests aren't going to be done, because they do cause mutagenic infertility and, you know, cancer. So that's why they're not being done, or else they would test positive for these things. So, but that alone right there, like, I mean, you know, we should take that to court and say, in their own words, Section 13 said it hasn't been tested for these things, and these tests need to be done before one more kid is vaccinated. And that would really, you know, be a good place to start in stopping this. But, you know, yeah, I think just bringing awareness, eating off the land, you know, trying to make gardens and eating off the land, and happiness, well, laughter is the best medicine, so...
Well, you know what I think about, you know, these untested vaccines. You go into somebody's office and says, you know, they say it's perfectly safe. Anybody can take a vaccine and won't hurt them at all. Okay, here's the vaccine. Shoot it in your arm. Let me see what happens. You know.
Oh, totally. I would love to see Senator Pan get vaccines, right?
Why don't we vaccinate her 4 or 5 times? If they're harmless, it shouldn't hurt her, right?
Yeah, we should give him 50. Just right
out. Yeah, let's
once.
Just get a bunch of the vaccines and go give her a bunch of shots, and or find the oral version and put it in her drink and see what happens.
I know. Yeah, they won't take it because they know what it is, you know.
Well, sure. Let them taste their own medicine and see how they like it.
Yeah, and
you know, by the way,
Go ahead. No, you go.
Well, I was going to say, you know, the MMR the vaccination where people get that, what do you call it, where they lose autism? You know what the primary ingredient that causes autism is?
I know thimerosal is one, but which are you referring to?
We've had guests on who their kids got autism after getting the MMR, I think it was, and it was because of the mercury in the vaccination.
Yeah.
And there is a treatment called chelation. And they have found, a number of people have found that if they take their kid with the autism and they take them to a doctor and they go through the 20 treatments of chelation, it gets rid of all the heavy metals in the body and the mercury is removed, and then the kids actually recover from autism.
Wow, that's amazing. I can't thank you for sharing that. I'm friends with a doctor who's no longer here, but he his name is Dr. Bruce Halstead, and he started doing chelation like in the 70s. He's like one of the first doctors to do chelation, and he was called a quack. You know, he even wrote before he was called a quack, he wrote the toxicology book for the FDA. They hired him, and then the FDA destroyed him, basically. They literally went into his house with guns, raided his institute, took his medical license from him. And he was, you know, called a quack in his reputation. But he a lot of what he started in the 70s and the 60s and we're learning that is so helpful now. So I can't thank you enough for sharing that story so I can share it with his family. They would love to hear that. And
get them on a chelation program, and that should be extremely helpful. And as another side, did you know that there's a cheap cure for cancer?
Tell me about it.
Dog dewormer.
What is that?
You know how your family dog, you know, your pet dog sometimes get worms because of getting into different things. They get worms. So there is a over-the-counter product that you can buy to deworm your dog. And they have found out that one version of that dog dewormer cures cancer on the spot, no matter if it's stomach cancer, lung cancer, pancreatic leukemia, any of those. The cancer is killed as quickly as a dog gets dewormed on their dewormer program.
Right, and they
wow.
That the dogs who have been dewormed with that particular product never get cancer.
What's the product?
We'd have to look it up here quick. I don't have it on the top of my head. There's two or three,
yeah,
but there is one specific ingredient in it. My husband's looking it up as we speak.
Maybe somebody knows.
Unless Val would know what that is. That dewormer product, are you there, Val?
No, not offhand. I haven't had a dog for a long time.
I have one.
Well, while you guys look that up, I just wanted to mention another another kind of mix of the ingredients in vaccines, how it could lead to a child to be on the autistic spectrum. And so if you were to look up, like, you know, does vaccine cause autism, you will get the CDC, the FDA saying, no, it doesn't. And I guess we can't really make that quote because, you know, as a kid, I was vaccinated, although I had 7, and now it's up to, like, 67. But if you were to look up, does the synergy, so that means, like, does the, you know, the reaction of two things together, polysorbate 80 and MSG, So what happens is polysorbate 80 is an ingredient in vaccines that they have added, and it opens up the blood-brain barrier. And so you could find many studies if you say polysorbate 80 blood-brain barrier. It's going to, you'll have, find hundreds of studies saying how it opens up the blood-brain barrier and it acts as a transporter. So if mercury is in vaccines as well and MSG, then the polysorbate 80 opens the blood-brain barrier and acts as a transporter for all the other neurotoxins, aluminum, mercury, MSG. And what the glutamate and MSG does is it attaches, it floods the NMDA receptors. So it causes glutamate excitotoxicity, which causes neurodegeneration, rapid neurodegeneration, and that can put a child on the autistic spectrum. Now, estrogen helps protect that barrier. Estrogen helps protect the brain, like it acts as a barrier. But testosterone increases it. So that's why you see more neurodegeneration and more boys on the autistic spectrum than girls. So it's a mix of, you know, all these ingredients. And I, you know, I can't help but to think, like, did they do that on purpose? Did they know that polysorbate 80 would open up the blood-brain barrier, shoving mercury and all the other neurotoxins into the brain?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. By the way, I did found the, I found the dewormer. The dewormer has, it's called, I'll spell it. It's FENBENDAZOLE. That's the ingredient in the dog dewormer that cures cancer.
That it has to contain, yeah.
Yeah, not all dog dewormer has that in it, but if that's, that's the one you have to look for.
Oh, that's wonderful. Thank you for sharing that information. I don't have, I should have a pen on me, but I don't. But maybe if you could just send me that word,
well,
and
just,
I can look into it.
Oh, we can do that, and you can also go on. Even Google hasn't got rid of that one yet. You go on dog dewormer and cancer, and you'll get all these sites of people that have been cured of cancer and all that.
Wow, thank you for sharing that information. That's, yeah, they haven't looked into it yet. Oh, yeah, I was so wonderful. I had a pen brought to me. Thank you. Could you re-spell that one more time, and I could write it down?
It's F-E-N, yeah, F-E-N, B as in boy, E-N, D as in dog, A-Z-O-L-E.
Okay. All right. Thank you. That is just,
yeah,
wonderful,
so, I mean,
news.
You know, the powers that be that are trying to kill us off and make us sick are probably... are probably really, really wrestling with this, that these new cures are so simple, and the word is getting out, you know, that they can't control us 100% anymore.
No, they can't. Yeah.
You want to hear an interesting true story?
Yes.
About health care, caring health?
Yes.
Back in the early 90s, I got systemic candidiasis. You know what that is, right? Or you have like a candida infection and takes all your energy away. Anyway, in Lake Geneva, Wisconsin, there was an 80-year-old Indian lady from India who specialized in holistic health, and I called on her to be treated, and she did all the oxygen therapies, ozone therapies, and all that kind of stuff, and that's what I did with her. I was using the ozone treatments, you know, where they take a pint of blood out of your arm, you know, mix it with ozone, and kill all the viruses and then put it back in, and it worked fantastic. Well, one day I went for a treatment, and I was in the back office with her nurse, and the telephone rang. I could hear it in the other room, and she came She answered the phone. I heard her talking on the phone, and she came into my office and says, "I'm sorry, but I got a phone call. I have to leave immediately. I have to make arrangements to catch a flight out of O'Hare and go down to Atlanta. And I don't have time to treat you today. I got to leave immediately. I got to get packed and go." And so she went in her office. She was putting all her papers away and getting everything squared away to depart the office. And about 10 minutes later, the phone rang again. Just as she was getting ready to go out the door, the phone rang again, and they told her to forget it. And so she came back in my office and said, "Well, my trip got canceled." And I said, "Well, what was that all about?" And she says, "Well," and this, you got to remember, this is around 1990. She said, I paid over $50,000 in lawyer fees for this lawyer to get this guy out of federal prison down in northern Florida." And I said, "Well, what was this about?" And he says, "It's the guy who invented the dialysis machine." You know, and you know what a dialysis machine is? It's for people their kidneys fail. And a dialysis machine is they plug into a vein, run your blood through a filter that filters out the urine and all that stuff, and then puts your blood back in another side, and it acts as a portable kidney. Well, the guy who invented that machine one day got a brilliant idea, and he said, "Well, instead of just screening, you know, for urine and that stuff, while the blood's out of the body, let's inject ozone into the blood, kill all the viruses, and filter the dead viruses out of the blood and put the fresh blood back into the person." Mm-hmm. And he found he could take any person with any disease, and within 2 hours, their health was fully restored.
Wow.
And he made about 5 of these machines that would do that before the FDA and the government found out about it. And when they found out about it, they came into his office, they destroyed all his computers, they fired all his employees and told him to go home, and if they said a word about what this guy did, they would spend the rest of their lives in a federal prison. And all his paperwork was destroyed. And there are 2 machines that are still out there. One was in the Caribbean somewhere, and there's one other machine that's still in use by people, but it's only word of mouth, and they won't share the machine with anybody unless they swear them to secrecy. And they threw this guy into a federal prison in northern Florida, and this was back in the 90s, that she said, and the phone calls where her lawyer said, after working for like 2 years with a federal judge, they finally got a federal judge that would allow her to go see this guy. And then as soon as she got permission, then the lawyer called back 10 minutes later and said, "Well, the judge talked to somebody else and they told him to cancel it and would not allow them to go see this guy." And this guy just had a wonderful cure for everybody. But the federal government just slammed him and put him in prison, and everybody connected was told they would spend the rest of their lives in jail if they even talked about it. And this lady that shared this with me, since she was 80 years old, you know, she wasn't concerned about her life anymore. But they did, within the following year, they shut down her business. They forced her. They took away her medical doctor's license, and then she had to move out of the country. Or they told her if she stayed in the United States, they would put her in a federal prison for the rest of her life. So she's long gone now.
Wow! Whatever happened to the guy in the Florida?
As far as I know, he's still there. Died of old age, one or the other.
Wow! So the man. The doctor, or the guy who invented the dialysis machine, was put in prison for creating a machine that also did ozone therapy during dialysis and cured people. I never heard that story. I just thank you for sharing that. That's really, man, if that doesn't show.
It gives you an idea where our government's coming from. You know, this... Well, you know, this all started when the Rockefellers paid people to travel throughout the United States, and they were told to go from little town to little town all across the United States and go into every library, every medical clinic, and remove all information about ozone therapies and chelation therapies.
Wow. Yeah,
and then that makes sense. And then when the American Murder Association, the American Medical Association was started, it was started by a person who didn't even have a high school diploma.
Wow. Yeah, and the AMA thing.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say the AMA literally has a file of all doctors that are curing cancer, and that file is a hit list, basically, to destroy them through the IRS or do what they did to Dr. Bruce Halstead and on the doctors you're talking about. It's to completely discredit them, to either kill them or kill their reputation and take their medical license. So the AMA literally has a file of those doctors that they want to, you know, bring down. And so, you know, what the story you shared is an example of that going on.
How would you know that? I mean, if it wasn't for me being in her office at the time this took place, I mean, nobody in the country would know that, you know?
No. Wow. Wow. That's absolutely right. Thank you. You guys have gems of stories, you know, and how Sandy was saying what happened when she was in grade school, you know, to just be given these vaccines. I really do feel like, you know, this is a continuation of the experiments that were done in Auschwitz, you know, but in a very different way. So, you know, like as far as genetic mutation goes, we don't know what's going to happen to our kids, what they're going to pass on through these genetic mutations that are being caused by vaccines. We don't know. I think maybe the people making the vaccines know. I'm sure they do. I'm sure they know what's going to happen, but we don't quite know. And so that's why that's amazing that chelation will help clear the blood, and they're seeing results from that, from people who've been vaccine injured and have been, you know, influenced by all the heavy toxins. I mean, that's just, I love, again, that's bringing me back to Bruce Halstead, because Dr. Bruce Halstead, that's what he did. And, so if he was alive today, I know he would be so happy to hear that this is something that's helping people, and especially helping children.
Well, you know,
so
if our children can grow up poison-free, just think of what a world of difference that will make.
Yeah.
And that's one of our
goals.
It means
no money for the pharmaceutical company, and it means healthy kids. And one thing I write in my paper, I say, should we be assured that our children's health comes before financial gain? And because I really want, you know, parents who are pro-vaccine to think about that, you know, should the health of our children come before financial gain? Any parent would say yes. And if you look at what's happening, that's not the case. I mean, the profit off of vaccines has tripled in the last 3 years. It is the biggest money-making thing out there. And so, but yet the health of our children isn't tripling. It's getting worse, you know? And it makes sense, you know, the yeast they use in in vaccines, it has something called mannan in it. And we have it in our blood plasma, our connective tissues, and our gut. And so when we develop these antibodies against whatever is in vaccines, that's why kids are allergic to peanuts, because they put peanut oil in vaccines. So they've created antibodies against it. So they've also created antibodies against the yeast that's being put in vaccines. And the body can't tell the difference between what is in the mannan in our blood, in our gut, and in our connective tissues. And when it attacks the blood, that's lupus. When it attacks the gut, that's Crohn's. When it attacks the mannan in the connective tissues, that's rheumatoid arthritis. So these vaccines, I'm not saying are the only factor in causing these diseases, but I would say one of the main factors for sure, you know. So I love the fact that learning that chelation is something that could really help, you know, the body just filter out things. And I thought it was interesting in my pre-med classes, they would constantly say, don't look at it like a filter. They didn't want us looking at the body like a filter. And I thought, oh, that's interesting, because they don't want us connecting the dots on how to be healthy, because the medical industry is all about treating sick. So, but I thought that was really interesting. I'm glad you guys have really amazing stories, and I'm so thankful to hear
The chelation will also help all those people that got mercury fillings in their teeth, you know, back in the 50s and 60s.
I have that, and I don't. I want to get them taken out, but I don't know. I hear things. I don't really. I should probably. I mean, I know there's ways to take them out. So is that what
I went to a dentist in Dallas who was one of the professors at the dental. They had a dental college where they taught dentistry there in Dallas, and I went to him. And I said, I want all my mercury fillings replaced with ceramic. And he says, you're nuts. You know, he says, there's nothing wrong with mercury fillings. And I said, I don't care. Please replace them. And he says, well, you're nuts. I'll do it, but, you know, you have no cause for alarm. This guy was just, had no clue. And he was the doctor of the medical clinic.
Most of them don't.
And that's the problem. Most of these people, you know, they're so brainwashed in medical school or dental school, that they have no clue.
Yeah.
It's like talking to a wall. They just don't get it.
Yeah. So you're saying too, after, so like, if I, you know, got my mercury fillings taken out, then I can, if I were to do chelation, then that would really cleanse any type of mercury that was in my body from those fillings.
Yep.
Wow.
That's it.
That's
and then
awesome.
Also, if you live on the West Coast, did you know, like a year after Chernobyl, or I mean that, not Chernobyl, but the thing in Japan where all the radiation leaks, that the environmentalists, Fukushima, the radiation poisoning on the West Coast of the United States was so high that they took off the readings. They no longer made it public what the true readings of the radiation levels were. And if you get chelation, you will also remove all the radioactive components of your radiation poisoning, too. So that's another thing that you can take into consideration.
That's amazing. I was wondering what kind of things would help with, you know, radiation and that kind of, like, how to protect yourself from it. And that's just incredible that chelation does all of that. I mean, and no wonder, I mean, the more you're talking about chelation, no wonder they went after Bruce Halstead, you know, because he was writing books about it a long, you know, in the 70s. And they just completely, you know, took everything from him, and he knew all the benefits, but I'm just learning all the benefits, you know, right here. And no wonder there's an attack against chelation. I think that is so amazing that it does all of that.
Yeah, it's great stuff. One of the things, too, that you can eat or take in the body that draws radiation out of the body is miso.
And cilantro.
And cilantro, both of those.
Oh, yes, cilantro.
And miso. Miso's good. It's the barley miso is the one that you want, because that has the most medicinal capabilities and properties. To the radiation just gloms onto those cells and they're whisked out of the body. They found out in Nagasaki, where the
atomic bomb went off.
Yeah,
Hiroshima.
Yeah, that the people who ate miso on a daily basis and tofu, shiitake mushrooms, and nori seaweed
survived
and had no ill effects from the radiation.
Wow. Wow, that's amazing. Thank you for sharing that. I knew about cilantro, but I didn't know that about miso.
Mm-hmm. And it's the barley miso. There's plenty of misos out there, like the red and the white and the brown rice, the red rice, but it's the barley that is the best for that.
Wow. Wow. Thank you for sharing that. You know, that brings me back to the reason I was so passionate about naturopathic medicine. It's a hypocrisy quote, but let food be thy medicine and medicine be thy food. And wow, isn't that the truth, you know? I love hearing about which foods, you know, can do what, and it's incredible what foods can do for us.
Yeah, I like that part of it, too, because it's easy.
It just shows that, you know, we were created with this relationship with plants and that we have this mutualistic symbiotic relationship with the things that grow from the ground. And so it's a beautiful thing, really, you know.
Well, you know, speaking of plants and all that, you know, I read a bunch of books by a llama that was, his name was Lobsang Rapa. He was one of my favorite llamas. Got me started on my spiritual path, I think. But he was a llama at the Shakyamuni Lamasery over in Tibet. And it was a medical school that went back 5,000 years. And every summer, they take like 20 or 30 of the young students, and the old llamas would take them up high in the mountains of Tibet, and they'd go on a three-week spree where they'd pick up all these wildflowers off the mountains and herbs that had special healing qualities, and they'd bring them back to the lamasery, and they'd prepare them, and I think in one of his books he said they had like 5,000 different herbs and plants that they use for curing people. And just so you know, there's a doctor in the Detroit area. I'm sorry, I can't remember his name, but I think he wrote the book Salt Your Way to Health. I think he's the author of that book. But he was a medical doctor turned holistic doctor. And he found the day that he found out that all these chemical companies that make drugs for, you know, whatever the cures are, what they do is they get a hold of the natural plants that were used by the Tibetans and Chinese to cure people. And then they'd go into a laboratory and they would analyze that plant or herb, whatever it was, and they'd break it down to its atomic and molecular parts. And then they would try to reproduce it in a laboratory. And the problem with doing that in a laboratory, they could reproduce the plant with no problem, but they couldn't get a patent on it from the patent office. So in order to get the medicine patented, they had to alter the original molecules of the herb. Excuse me. They had to change it by maybe a couple atoms or molecules or carbon chains or whatever, in order to get it patented, and then the patent office would okay it, and then they could go into mass production. And this doctor over in Detroit said, you know, in case you're wondering why all these medicines have side effects, he said your body has receptors in it, and the receptors in your body are a lot like a kid's toy, where you have a little kid and you have the square blocks and the triangle and the round ones and the star shapes, and you try to put the round block in the round hole and the square block in the square block. He said your body has receptors that will receive the natural plants into your body and those receptors, and then it will work properly. And when your body doesn't need that herb anymore, the receptor will release that herb out of your system, and then the receptor becomes open again. Well, he said the problem with these patented medicines is it's like trying to jam the the round block into the square hole or the triangle into the star and it doesn't fit. You have to jam it in, and once it gets jammed in, it won't come out like it's supposed to. And he says that's what causes all the side effects of these manufactured medicines.
Wow.
And it's
really
all because your body doesn't. Yeah, your body doesn't have the receptors to, because it does, and so your body accepts it, but it doesn't fit the way it's supposed to, and that's what causes all the side effects, which may be more dangerous than the original cause for taking the medicine in the first place.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Thanks for explaining that. I knew that pharmaceutical drugs were originally made from plant medicine, from naturopathic medicine, and that's interesting from, like, you know, Tibetan medicine, like you said. And I knew that they tweaked it in a way that was just way too strong for us. So, and that makes sense, that it's just locked into the receptors and it's not releasing like it should. And so it's intensified and it can cause a lot of damage, especially to our organs. Thanks for sharing exactly how that's happening. What you said that was the doctor who wrote Salt Your Way to Health?
I think the book one of the books he wrote was Salt Your Way to Health. And he doesn't mean table salt. He means Himalayan salt or something really good for you with all the minerals and everything.
Yeah, thank you for sharing that you guys are filled with a lot of wonderful, you know, information. And I think one thing that is going to help us, you know, as the people, is creating a community, you know, buying from local farms or gardening yourself and really just being there for each other, maybe starting some homeschool, you know, you know, parents who have to take their kids out of school due to vaccinations, they can maybe group together and help each other homeschool so that parents can still work or whatever. And I think we're coming back to community. I think that's a really good way to kind of help move forward. And I also wanted to say, if anybody does look up my paper, on the very end is my email. And if you have any questions, I have a lot more resources. There's over 500 peer-reviewed studies in my paper and about 100 resources. And at the very end, there's my email if anybody.
Yeah, Eva, go ahead and give us your contact information.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, it's Yvette. It's my full name at gmail.com. So it's Yvette Renee Isaias, and I'll spell it. It's Y, B as in Victor, E as in egg, T as in Tom, E as in egg, Renee, R-E-N as in Nancy, E-E, I, S as in Sam, A-I, S as in Sam. So Y-V-E-T-T-E. R-E-N-E-E-I-S-A-I-S at gmail.com.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Any questions or, yeah, thank you. Thank you
much. We have a number of guests on. Would you be open to seeing if anybody has any questions that they might want to ask you?
Oh, yeah, please. Thank you.
Okay, we have quite a few people listening in today. Would anybody like to join us and ask Yvette any questions that you might have? Share something or anything you want, anything on your mind. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, everybody. This is Val from Huntington Beach. Great show, you guys. Wonderful information. I do have a little story from you were talking about dose of your own medicine. Well, I saw this YouTube video a while back about the glyphosate salesman being interviewed, and he was talking about how great it was, you know, the product, glyphosate, Roundup, basically, Roundup salesman, and how it's safe. And one of the reasons it was safe, because he said, you know, people have tried to commit suicide with this by drinking it, and it didn't happen. You know, they didn't die. That was one of his reasons. And then the interviewer was there, and he just so happened to have a little glass of glyphosate, you know, Roundup. He said, well, we just happen to have a glass of Roundup. Would you be willing to drink, since it's so safe, can you want to drink some of this? And the Roundup salesman said, well, are you crazy? I'm not going to drink that. I mean, his reaction was so funny. And then they talked a little bit more and more, and then finally the salesman just walked off the interview because he couldn't. He was just being so stupid. I mean, he was implicating himself far too great. So he just walked off. But besides that, I did have a question for Yvette. In your research, what have you found about the nanobots in the vaccines? I understand that they can multiply greater and greater amounts or greater speed than the regular cells of the body, and then they can raise havoc in the body by, you know, I guess some of them are biological, synthetic, a mix, and they can mutate and cause, like, you know, mutations in the body. But these nanobots that we get in chemtrails and in our food and now in vaccines, what have you found about them in the vaccines and what they do?
I think the first person to guide me to a study that that they were in vaccines was and that brought me awareness about that was Dr. Senev. She read my paper. She's the head researcher of MIT. I'm not 100% familiar exactly how it works. You probably know more than I do, but I did, you know, barely get a glimpse of those being put in vaccines and how devastating it could be, you know, to our body because of that. I mean, I don't know who's making them, how they're being made, and why. I mean, I have an idea, right? and why? But when I heard about them, I thought, like, man, the intention must be to really be progressive on basically just influencing our biological pathways even more. So, again, I wish I had, like, a better answer for you. I wish I had dived deeper into it. I actually, about a couple weeks after my paper came out, I received a text that was basically a death threat, and I traced it back. My messages, everything got hacked. And I traced it back to this place called Planet Arizona. I was able to find out that's where I was logged in, and all my stuff was getting hacked. And the threat that I got was from an area code in that same area, and it's a ghost town in Arizona, and the nearest city is 2 hours away, and it was closed to the public for 35 years, and they just opened one road through it that you can go to, but you're still not allowed to drive off that road. And it's owned by a $34 billion company called Freeport McMoRan, and the board members are Godfrey Rockefeller and Henry Kissinger. I don't know why their company was interested in hacking. Oh, I'm sorry, huh? Oh, I don't know why, you know, they were interested in hacking through all my stuff and why this company was interested in seeing basically, probably just seeing what else I was up to, and they saw that I wasn't up to much. So, but what that happened, it scared me so bad because a mutual friend named Annie Fairbanks was just murdered. So it scared me so bad that I stopped actually because I was continually working on this paper. And when that happened, I didn't sleep at my house for 2 months, and I was scared down to my bones. Never been that scared before to know that, you know, what they can do. So I actually stopped working on my paper and I was scared to research anything. And this, I think, is the first interview I've done since that death threat, because I was just scared to do anything else and to move forward researching anything. I kind of just wanted to hide out, eat off of my garden, raise my daughter, and just, like, you know, shut myself in the world, because it was, I was so scared about that. But I'm thankful to be here and to talk. And but I was going to say, I probably would have continued that route. The question that you just asked, I probably would have continued that route, because that's really fascinating to me, that technology is just so advanced. And I mean, it's just, and but it's here, it's in right now, and they're using it. So, and they're also putting, I heard, Verichip, you know, so tracking devices and vaccines. So I know that with, this is interesting, you know, the Italian scientists, they looked into the InfraRex brand, and this InfraRex brand, I believe it's DTaP, the DTaP vaccine, but the brand is InfraRex, and I actually wrote about it in my paper, but they tested it, and they found zero antigens. There wasn't even a virus in it, so it's not even a vaccine, and millions of kids have already been vaccinated with it. But they found zero antigens, so it's not even a vaccine, and they could only identify 30% of the vaccine, and that 30% was the neurotoxins that we know, aluminum, mercury, polysorbate 80, you know, all that stuff. But 70% of it was unidentifiable. And what they also found in it was Viagra. And when I first found that out, I was like, wow, they are sick. Why are they putting Viagra in it? And a friend of mine who's in medical school for neurosurgery, he said, well, you know what Viagra does? It opens up the blood vessels. So it pushes all of the neurotoxins and everything they have in there. It floods it even more. So I just find it, I mean, where is the uproar, right? I mean, a vaccine was tested. There's not even antigens in it. You know, like, I just wonder, like, where this, I mean, that company should have been sued, although you can't sue, you know, vaccine manufacturers. But I just find it so crazy that it wasn't even a vaccine. That's how I know. I'm like, they're straight up trying to poison us. So with the nanobots, like, I'm sure that's just a more advanced way of poisoning everybody and mutating. And it's really weird. I don't understand, you know, I mean, yeah, we know world control and, you know, that, but I don't know what's going on through the minds of these people who are in control. And I don't really want to, because it's so sick. And so just the power and greed is beyond what I could imagine.
Yvette, I have good news for you. You know, we work with the Real Guides from the All Is, and they do wonderful things, and they're always looking for people like you that are willing to risk your life to step up and share this information. And what you just shared was absolutely wonderful. And we just put them all in the Phantom Zone just now. All that corporation that you were telling about out in the desert that nobody's allowed to visit, every
yeah.
scientist, every person involved just got sent to what the Bible calls outer darkness. Their spiritual body got sent to outer darkness. And as soon as their physical body dies, they're done.
Wow.
So, I mean, the real guides are here to help us. And if you sing New You, like I mentioned at the beginning of the show, sing New You for 15 or 20 minutes every morning and every night, and ask the real guides to show you what is real. And that's how we know so much of what we know, is because the real guides have opened our eyes to see what's going on. And they will also actually protect you. You can ask them for protection. You know, when you're scared of somebody coming after you, ask the real guys for protection, and they will help you out. They will guide you. They will give you insight. And especially Rebazar is one of the real guys. And when I go to work, they have a whole bunch of people protecting me every time I go to work, because they're really after us because of all the stuff we're sharing. So Rebazar and the real guides send people, and you can't see them. They're invisible. They're operating behind the scenes. But they're there protecting us from these evil people and evil entities. So just call on Rebazar, and they will protect you. So you don't really have to hide out anymore. Just ask Rebazar and the real guides. And this is true for all of our listeners. Anybody that wants to sing New You and find out what's going on, and if you're in fear of your life and you want to step up and share things, the real guides are here to protect us.
Oh, I love that. Thank you so much for sharing that information. I will start doing that, and I love what you said about, you know, how the scientists and the people involved with Planet Arizona and what's going on there, that how you said that it's already been done. They're going to go to outer darkness. And thank you for sharing.
Spiritual bodies, we just sent them to outer darkness right now. And it's a dark place where there's no light, no sound. They have to face themselves. They do have an opportunity until their physical body dies to repent and change their way of life. If they do not change, they will eventually revert back to an atom where they get to go through they get to start over as an atom of existence and have to go through the whole reincarnation process for eons before they ever get back to the same level they are at now.
Wow. That's wonderful. That's amazing.
And we wouldn't even know that. If it wasn't for you sharing that, we wouldn't even know about that operation out there.
Yeah, thank you. Nobody does. I tried to look and tried to, I Google mapped it, and it looks like a bunch of bunkers. You know, and I even wanted to go out there and check it out. But my friend who he's in the Air Force, but equivalent to the Navy SEALs, he basically told me don't go out there. You know, curiosity kills the cat. He said, there's no reason to go out there. What you're saying probably is happening. Because
their physical bodies are still there. But they're on autopilot. It's like the porch light's on, but nobody's home.
Wow. Yeah, I'm so curious about that area, but I'm thankful for what you guys just did. It's interesting.
Well, actually, if you want to find out more, when you make contact with Rebazar, ask Rebazar to take you out there and show you. From the real side.
In a dream,
he can show you everything that goes on. He can take you in all the underground tunnels and labs, and he can show you that.
Gosh.
And you will be fully protected, and they won't even know you're there.
Wow, that's amazing. Thank you. And so I would just sing the new and then ask Rebazar to take me in my dream, and then I can is that how I would do it?
Just ask him to take you out there and show you, and he'll do it in your dream state.
Wow, thank you for that. That's a definitely a safer way of doing it.
We say that your protection equals your awareness. So, you know, that's what we do research too about, you know, you could say research ourselves. We call it our personal self, and then our real self we have too. So we're always looking and seeing and perceiving more of what life is about. So that in itself gives us protection, you know, just more aware we are, the more self-protective we have protection we have with life. And then one more thing about the nanobots. One thing I know that they do that for, they inject us with that is to make us antennas for the EMFs, for the 5G and all that. It's a way to get the metallic in our bodies.
Exactly. Yeah. You are exactly right. And thank you for bringing this up. This is what I tell people. What happens when you put aluminum in a microwave, right? It blows up. So what do you think is going to happen? And thanks for adding that the nanobots will increase this as well. When all that aluminum, which is like some kids are being injected with, 2,000 times more than the FDA safe limit, So they have all this aluminum, these nanobots, this all of these metals in their body, and then you're going to blast 5G on them. I already know what's going to happen. You're going to have aneurysms. It's going to affect. It's going to respond to the 5G microwave, and it's a way that this particular situation. You know, we've already seen it at a school, and you know, a bunch of kids who passed out, but there was aneurysms, and so we know what's going to happen. So all they would need to do is just blast 5G on a bunch of people who are vaccinated, and nobody would put that together. Not, I mean, we're putting it together, but your average person isn't going to put this together, so they're not going to know what's happening. And then they could come in and say, we need to vaccinate everybody. We don't know what's happening. You know, I mean, it's just crazy what they can do. But you're exactly right. The nanobots and the aluminum and everything in vaccines is going to respond to the 5G microwave. It's just a cocktail for you know, the demise of the body. So yeah, I mean, like I said, you probably know about the nanobots than I do. And now I want to look more into it because it can definitely 100% be used as an antenna, you know, for that 5G. So, yeah, thanks for sharing that because that's important information. It's definitely good. I know in Redlands they're going to put in 5G, but they are trying to fight it. And so, you know, I hope that we continue to fight this because it really is. It's a war like we've never seen before, right? It's not like we're anything used to. It's a silent war is what it is. And it's a chemical war. So the bio, you know, so it's just different. And so it'll be interesting to see how it plays out. And the overall, the people, one thing that I feel like the elitist kind of running everything and making this war, one thing they forgot to factor in is the heart of the people. And the heart of the people, of most people, are good. And we are going to come together in community and love, and we are going to win, you know, in the end. So that gives hope, you know.
Well, you know, the main, you know, one of the reasons why the real guys from the All Is are here is because humanity is on the verge of losing their free will. See, the All Is, God allows everybody to have free will to act in any way that they want. But the agenda, the New World Order agenda, is to mind control and put all these nanobots in people's brains and control people's thoughts. Once your thoughts are controlled by a broadcast mechanism like 5G, you no longer have free will because all you're doing, the thoughts that you think are your own thoughts are really being programmed in your body and mind, and you don't even know it. And so that's why the real guides are here that's why everybody's stepping up to end this before it's too late. And so even though a person might have the right heart, you know, to stand against all this, if you're mind controlled, it's too late. And that's why we're that's why we're working so hard to wake people up before they lose their free will.
Yeah. And what you just said about free will, it reminds me of the Funvax. I don't know if you guys are familiar with Funvax, but it was originally made. There's a video of a presentation on it in the Pentagon that you can find online, I think. Who knows if they take it down.
Spell it. How do you spell it?
FUN, if you put FUN vaccine, Pentagon, let's see. I mean, if you can't find it, then I can try. But if, let's see, I looked it up a few months ago. I first found it a few years ago, and I could still find it, but it was harder to find. But if you put
that's because you're using Google.
That's true. Yeah. And I used to remember it's the God molecule that it shuts off. And so it's a part of the brain that when you read scripture or you talk about God, that lights up, right? so they've put in this vaccine this thing that stops it. And so what the Pentagon was saying is these radical Jesus or God freaks, they said, like even Muslim, whatever, these radical people doing, you know, horrible things in the name of God, that we could stop these terrorists by injecting them, and they could hide it in the flu vaccine or something. And they inject people with it, and it literally makes them repulsive to God. Like they even, and I was following this vaccine, and they even went through trials and passed the trials. And then after that, I heard nothing about it. So I always wondered if they continued and went ahead and put it in the flu vaccine. But again, just like what you're saying, what that would do is prevent free will, which is why we're here. We have free will, but something, a technology like that, is definitely mind control to be able to stop that free will of wanting to connect to source and actually, you know, stopping it with this fun vaccine. But if you put in fun, like FUN, the vax, and then Pentagon, and then I can't remember what the molecule is called. I wish I did off the top of my head, but it's called the God particle or the God molecule, not particle, but God molecule. So if you kind of maybe look up all that, you might be able to find it. So yeah, I guess, you know, that's real interesting that you brought that up. Like, that is the goal, is to stop free will and to have basically slaves, right? For what? For all of our resources. And I sometimes think, maybe you guys would know more than me, that the elitists, the people that are doing this, that maybe they're not even from this planet, because we're the only species that destroy our own habitat. And so it just made me wonder if they're not even from this planet, you know, but they want our resources. So,
Oh, absolutely. So you should read David Icke's book, The Biggest Secret. Biggest Secret by David Icke. Well, anyway, Yvette, we're running out of time now. We only have about a minute left. Would you tell people once again your contact information, your email or website information?
Yeah, it's just YvetteReneeIsaias@gmail.com. So it's YvetteReneeIsaias@gmail.com. And yeah, I mean, thank you for guiding me in ways to help protect myself, because I feel like maybe I could move forward in my research and without, you know, the fear that was brought to me. So thank you for that. And thank you for giving me a voice in sharing what I've learned so far. And I've learned so much from you guys. So thank you.
Well, Yvette, the more you step up and do your research, the more protection the real guides will give you. So, and the more aware you'll become, and that's what life is all about, is becoming more aware.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you very, very much. I've been in kind of this neutral spot in my mind and spirit ever since that happened. So I'm so thankful to hear your words. So thank you.
Okay, well, I'd like to end the show today by having everybody that's listening, we'll sing New You twice, and then we'll end the show. And thanks again, Yvette, and all our listeners for joining us. It's been a fabulous show.
Yeah,
thank you so much, everybody, and all our listeners.
Thank you.
So here
thank
we go.
You.
On the count of three, everybody, New You.
Okay.
Okay, 1, 2, 3. New you. Okay, everybody.
Bye. thank you.
Thank
right.
you.
Thank you, Yvette.
Thank you so much. It was such a blessing. Thank you for all the information you shared.
You're welcome.
You're most welcome.
Bye.